Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So, Tony, how are you?
Just splendid, thanks.
How have you been since the last recording? Have you done any time travelling?
Have I done any time travelling? Yes.
Would you expand on that?
No.
Okay, great.
The Tony Law Tapes is a series of groundbreaking interviews with the world's foremost time traveller, Tony Law, conducted by me, John Luke Roberts. Welcome to the Tony Law Tapes.
We'll start with our first audience question. This is from Dan Wright, and Dan Wright asks, "Hey, Tone, tell us about the best gloves you've seen."
The best gloves I've seen? What a terrible question. What a terrible question. The best gloves I've seen would have had to have been the gloves that Alexander the Great used to wear when we curled.
You curled?
We invented curling.
Oh, the like on ice with the sweeping and the throwing the thing?
No.
No, a different curling.
No, we were curling each other's hair.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah,
and he had and we used to dip the tongs in the fire,
uh-huh.
And that would get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you needed a glove that would protect your hands from the heat.
Mm.
And so he had some gloves made out of the hair
of
vanquished enemies.
Now, I mean, traditionally, hair burns very easily, doesn't it, Tony?
Off to a slow start tonight, Luke. You're right about that, and that's what made them special.
Ah.
Flaming bowl hands.
Oh, okay. Oh, so they weren't protective at all?
No.
They just blew up in your face.
We made a lot of mistakes.
Uh-huh.
A lot of mistakes. Yeah, no, we made the first pair out of hair. They were beautiful, but they were not effective in keeping the heat out.
You covered your hands in hair. Let's break this down. And then
we weaved gloves.
Wove.
What?
You wove gloves.
No, we said weaved in those days.
Okay.
It's only now you'd say woved, but at that time
No. Now we wouldn't say woved.
We woved them.
No, absolutely not.
We woved gloves from hair.
I can just hear people smashing
chest
their
hair only.
Laptops at
tiny,
this point.
Tiny, short chest hairs.
Right.
And we weave them in a very chesty, hairy area.
But you were using hair as a protective measure to superheat curling tongs.
That's right.
To curl your hair.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah, but the hair you were using, chest hair, curly hair,
Chest hair.
Why?
Very
not?
Did you ever prominent amongst the hill people
did you think of
northern
just short-cutting
Turkey.
And using that curly hair to just make a wig? And just put it on, and then you'd have curly hair without all the difficulty.
I'm distracted.
Next question.
Okay.
Have you ever met any creatures that we now think of as mythical, but have actually just died out? Unicorns and Nessies, for example.
I used to bury the skulls of elephants around Greece.
It's not a direct answer, but... it's interesting.
Because I knew that people would come along and dig them up and invent cyclopses.
Ah.
So it was hard. It took a lot of effort.
Yeah?
You had to get to Africa, get yourself an elephant,
mm-hmm.
wait till it died, because you didn't want to just kill it.
Okay.
Live with it, get to know it.
Yeah.
Put it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then just hang around. Then when it died...
skin it?
Skin it. Eat it. And bury it.
Okay.
And cyclops were born.
Yeah, but why did you... So it's the trunk hole, presumably, which is the...
What did you call me?
I've never...
I've got a wrong game head on. Okay.
The trunk hole, presumably, is what the eye was mistaken for. No, I'm not calling you the trunk hole.
Oh.
What would that even mean?
Fun.
What? No, but what would you? Why would that be a compliment? What do you think truncole means?
Did I say it'd be a compliment?
No, but you just said it in a kind of hello.
Hello.
As if, like, yeah, calling you a truncole meant like saying...
Oh, truncole was a saucy term.
Okay.
With Hannibal.
Yes.
Crossing.
Hannibal...
Barkar.
Yes. Have you ever met any...
Have I ever met any?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have...
We know you faked a Cyclops.
I faked a Cyclops?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tape a horn onto a cow.
Right. To make a...
To frighten the enemy.
But hang on. A horn, like
in
a...
In battle.
So as if making a unicorn, but instead of a horse, a cow.
Yes.
Where did you tape it? On the head?
On its head.
Right, fine. On the top of its head?
No...
Like a princess
the
hat.
Front of the head, between the eyes.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. But was it worth it? It was a rhinoceros horn, and the rhinoceros died.
Uh-huh.
So I think it would have been more effective to have just sent
imported
the rhinoceros.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was a different time.
Which, what time was it?
It was the 200s.
AD?
Both.
Right. So you're just flipping
back
whole and forth.
The whole time was a different time.
Yeah.
All the time, back then.
So you were
Trajan.
Yeah, you were time traveling back and forth.
Yes,
between over 400 years.
That's right.
Was the cow with you, or were there two separate cows?
They had their own cows.
So each cow you would come across.
It was a thing I got into.
You just tape horns to cows.
Yeah, slaughtered millions of rhinos, and I feel bad about that, but it was a different time.
But why?
Why? Well, we were all. Smoking a lot of hashish, which was new. We were assassins.
Okay.
Hashashins.
When you say all, who do you mean?
The Alans.
Right.
Who displaced the Scythians.
So a tribe of people.
Yes.
You
the Alans.
Got the Alans. You and the
who
Alans.
Who also worked closely with Attila.
The Hun.
The Hun.
I was just checking it was that Attila.
Because, yeah, it wasn't. No, it wasn't Attila the... Barkeep. It was the Hun.
Right, yeah.
He was no honey, though. There we go.
Did you say that to him?
No, because he was as stabby as you can imagine he was.
Right, yeah, I was thinking he wouldn't take well.
He got that name for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
The Hun. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were the Huns.
Yes.
They were originally the Zhongyi.
Were they?
Yeah. Starts with an X. How many X words do you know?
X-ray.
Oh, loads.
Xylophone.
Right.
Yeah.
So I forgot the question.
Have you ever met a mythical beast?
Yes.
Like a centaur or a unicorn or a cyclops or a...
Yep.
A phoenix.
A few. A phoenix.
You met a phoenix. When did you meet the phoenix?
In Egypt.
Where?
Right at the foot of the pyramids.
Right.
That's where phoenixes go.
Yes.
What's a phoenix?
A phoenix, Tony, as you know, because you've met one, is a sort of flaming bird.
They do something to your memory as soon as you meet them. They erase it.
Ah.
That's how you know someone's met a phoenix.
Yeah, because they don't remember.
They're unable to explain.
So if you
them.
Ask somebody, have you met a phoenix, and they say no, they may very well have met a phoenix.
Yes, but if they say yes, I've met a phoenix, but I don't know what they are,
right.
Then they've met a phoenix.
Ah, okay. That's an interesting quibble there.
Absolutely.
That's an interesting quibble, yeah. So you don't know what the phoenix was, but you know you met the phoenix.
I know I met the phoenix, and I got burnt.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be able to describe it.
The burning feeling or the phoenix?
Oh, either. Really, really did a number on my mind,
yeah.
That phoenix.
What would be good, Tony? I'd like you to guess...
Centaur.
I'd like you to guess what a phoenix is.
Centaur.
No, I'd like you to guess what a
phoenix
is. Is
it a centaur on fire?
No, that would be a flaming centaur.
That's cruel if you light centaurs on fire.
Tony.
Yes.
What do you think a phoenix is?
What do I think it is? I think it's a burning bird.
No, I mean, I said that, didn't I, like 3 minutes ago?
Did you?
Yeah.
Dear
Tony, this is very strange because this is not a time-traveling question as much.
Ah.
It's Dear Tony... It's from Shelbyville, Manhattan.
Wow.
It's a made-up name. I don't know why he's put the fake one in. Dear Tony, is it ever okay to marry your cousin?
Whoa. I'm going to say it depends when.
Great. Next question. The next question is from Chai Wright, and it is, hello, can I please reserve a ticket for the bus tonight?
Yes, you can.
Fantastic.
There he is.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I forgot where we are. I should have time traveled off right then.
Yeah. Well, because, of course, you are a time traveler.
Yeah, but it decides when.
It decides. That's... Ah, time let's interrogate that.
Time decides when.
Time itself decides when.
Time.
So time is...
And where?
Well, hang on. Is time a sort of figure?
I would... No. Yeah, time is a line.
Time is
a wave.
Right. But which decides.
Yeah.
It's a wave with consciousness.
Yeah. Once you've been bitten, it just comes
and takes you
whenever
you... Wait. You're really mixing things here. It's a line which has a consciousness... And which
I don't know if it's got a consciousness,
but it can decide things.
It somehow it's like a wormhole just opens up and pulls you through and then spits you out, so you have no choice in it. I didn't think we were gonna come here and talk about the science part of it.
Actually, I'd really like to interrogate the science part.
I can see that.
So time is a line which bites,
and if time feels like it needs you,
so with consciousness,
like the Allens,
yes.
The Allens needed me.
The tribe of the Allens.
The Iranic people. Persian.
They were themselves time. Yes?
No, they needed me. Time decided the Allens needed me because people were laughing at them. They were laughing at the Allens, and how are they going to sweep through to the edge of the Roman Empire?
Why?
While people are just going, you guys are all called Allen? That's hilarious. People, I thought it was funny too, but then I thought, no, they need to be taken seriously. And that's why we used to ride into battle with heads on pikes.
What, they battle against heads on pikes?
No, they would ride into battle. They would have heads they'd just collect from their last battle, and they would just rot away on their pikes. They're famous for their big pikes.
Yeah.
And they also created a bit of wood that went up, and then... They made what looked like a halo over their heads. Uh-huh. They were trying all the psychological to intimidate people.
Yeah.
But it was the heads more than the halos. Then people took them seriously.
Yeah.
I had the same problem with the Normans.
Well, that's a big jump.
Of course.
Yeah.
So people laughed at them too.
Because of the name Norman.
No, their haircuts. That was what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
They had those haircuts. Which look fierce now, if you have them now.
Yeah.
A Norman haircut. Yeah, so time just opens up. Says, we need you, Tone. But then time, sometimes you don't know what it's up to, because sometimes you just end up in a field.
Yeah.
And that could be any time.
But you can find out by walking.
Yeah, but if you're in the Teutoburg Forest. You can walk for a long time and just see more forest.
Yeah.
And maybe the odd tribesman, whoa, sneaks away.
Yeah.
I was there when Varys lost his legions.
Great.
Because he asked me, is it left or right? I panicked. Oh, no, it's that way. Off he went. Whoops. Just it was the sound I hated of the screams. Oh, we're in a wood. Oh, there's no way out. All hope is lost. And there's me going, if I'd have said that way, they'd be fine. Mm. So that was vicious.
But it's good, isn't it, that they managed to scream and also
die.
No, but scream and also at the same time say exactly what was happening so that it was useful for you to understand.
People did more of that then.
Yeah.
You just
sort of expositional screaming.
Yeah. Mm. All the time. Mm. And I remember Alexander.
The Great?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He used to go, I'm riding into battle now. My horse is getting faster. I'm about to stab this man. And yet that was annoying.
Yeah.
And I think it slowed him down a little. Mm-hmm. But it didn't slow him down that much. Am I right?
Well, his army, what did they scream?
They were all just too busy just listening to him.
So they wouldn't make any noise.
Ah, that's classic.
So at the front, you...
That sort of stuff.
So there'd be
that's
a kind
not
of...
just the movies. That's based on real.
Yeah.
They often get me in on films
to
and say...
check.
Just for stuff like that, because they know a lot, but they don't know, like, how does it... What would they say if you got a sword here? And I go, like that. They didn't piece that together themselves. Because it's different here. Like that. And then they record that.
I'd be fascinated, Tony, to hear...
The first time you ever chop someone with an axe, you'll be sick. You vomit right away. That's what I didn't like about riding with the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
Because I was always with gangs.
I'd love to stop and just go back a second.
Okay.
And I'd love you to tell me just five sounds which are in movies which you advised on.
Oh, okay, sure. There was a platoon when it was actually it was a sound, but it was supposed to be dialogue. It was and they put that in, so it's dialogue and sound.
Great,
yeah,
that's good. Then
there was that one. You want more sounds? That
four more? Yeah, four.
Thud.
You came up with thud.
Thud.
Where did you get? Where thud did you get thud from, and who did you give it to?
Thud is the sound that is the sound your head makes if you fall off an elephant.
Right. Just an elephant or anything of the equivalent height?
No, just an elephant because the way... I fell off a second-story building once. It was fine. So drinking's not all bad if you have the exact right amount.
So your muscles are sort of floppy
exactly
enough for you
the
to
right
just
way.
Like... Yeah, you absorb sort of everything.
Thump.
Yeah.
Thump also is the sound.
Yes.
That a rabbit makes.
Great.
Over and over and over. Thump, 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 thump. If it's scratching its ear on sort of semi-firm turf.
And the fourth sound that you came up with for the movies?
What's the fourth sound?
Is that the sound of a door opening on a spaceship?
No, it's the sound of someone going...
Yeah, but like... Could be...
That's what my mum does.
Is she in the movies?
No, but her sound is.
Mm. Which movies?
Nah. Just all the ones that's required. Also,
you're being very vague, Tony.
You can use it as
you're being far too vague.
It can be a stabbing sound from a tiny little knife. That's the sound of a dart going into a muscle.
Number five, your fifth sound.
My fifth sound? Oh, so many to choose from. So, you want a sound from the movies
Which
that I invented.
Well, no, you discovered and then took to them as an advisor.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Ah, yeah. So that's from a cold movie, presumably.
That's... Yes.
Yeah, like Santa Claus the movie or...
No, it's... Actually, it's not. It's... And that is the sound made when a breeze... You know when you're hot and sweaty and then you go into the cold?
Yes.
And then you've got to take off a really cold, wet shirt. That's the sound. But you can use that for other stuff. You can use that... when you're dying, they use that for dying a lot. And that.
Ah, yes.
They use that one there.
Tony, can you recall any memorable experiences involving musical instruments?
Boy, can I. The harpsichord.
Go on.
Playing it.
Yes.
For a little buddy of mine.
Who?
Who was struggling for a tune.
Right.
He was only a kid.
Yes, which kid?
Oh, you'll pick it up.
Right.
I think you know what kid I mean.
Okay.
He's struggling for a tune.
Yeah.
And I lent it to him.
Okay.
Well, he took it, actually.
Yeah.
You know who I mean.
Is it?
Little guy.
Right. Child?
He was a prodigy, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Taught him a little.
Yeah.
And I don't even play the harpsichord.
So you are saying you, not playing the harpsichord,
just picked it up.
Taught.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, just like that.
And you, then you taught the Blackadder theme tune to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Yes.
Right, as a child.
Yeah, Wolfie. Mm.
Yeah.
And that's where I named my dog after him.
Right. That's interesting. Right. There's a lot of follow-up questions about instruments. And I am going to ask each one. Perhaps you were present at the invention of an instrument.
Yes, the drums.
Where was that?
That was everywhere.
Yes.
At the same time.
You managed to...
When all hands of all hominids went like that.
Uh-huh.
And then like that again. And that was it.
And you,
it snowballed from there.
In all your different, like, so presumably you at different times in your own timeline were in those different places at the same time making the drums. So there was a period of time when there was an almost infinite number of Tonys on the planet next to people learning how to drum.
Yes. That seems about right.
Yes. Did you report back to yourself?
Yes.
What did you say?
That's not a very good lead there.
No.
That's given me nothing.
Right.
Mind you, I'm just giving you one.
Hornbostel sax places instruments into one of five categories based on where the sound-producing vibrations originate. One, ideaphones from the body of the instrument itself. Two, membranophones from a stretched membrane. Three, chordophones from
first,
one or more
first
strings.
Membrane instrument
yeah.
was the bladder of a hippopotamus I was living in.
You were living in a hippopotamus.
Yes, and as they rot, the guts expand. Perfect.
So he was a dead hippopotamus?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You don't live in a hippopotamus who's alive.
But why did you leave the hippopotamus, or were you there like 24/7?
I lived in the hippopotamus for a month.
Uh-huh.
24/7.
What did you eat?
And him. I ate my way out.
I see. How we will finish is by taking live audience questions from this room right here.
All right.
Has anyone got a question for Tony Law about his time traveling and historical movements?
What's the furthest you've been into the future?
What's the furthest you've been into the
future, Tony? I was waiting for that. I haven't been. I haven't been to the future. I was thinking that just then, actually.
Yeah.
I got to go to the future. That's what I thought, but I have not been to the future.
Is that out of choice or laziness, or do you just
never? It's just never happened.
So you're thrown through time.
Well, there for a while, I used to. The way I used to
try
and control it was if you get 7 sausage dogs,
yes,
miniature sausages with long hair,
right,
and then you introduce the idea of a hula hoop
to
get them hula hooping, and that's how you can control the wormhole. And I tried that to go forward, but you know where I ended up?
Backwards.
In a wood.
Ah, yeah.
in a wood with sausage dogs, seven of them, hunting rabbits. One of them got stuck down a hole and I had to dig him out.
Was it contemporaneous? I mean, did you just stay in the modern day?
I think it was back in time. It felt
oldie. I just
oldie.
Sort of wonder whether you just walked seven sausage dogs.
Well, I've done that too, but this was different.
How did you knew it was different?
Yeah, it was very olden days. Because the wood was you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago.
Was it dusty?
No, it was woody. It was wet.
Was the aim with the time travel to sort of use them as a kind of battery?
The sausages?
Well, seven sausage dogs. What are they providing? An energy or a?
Yeah.
Great. Next question. Ah, Tony, what is your favorite era of fashion?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm a fan of pirates. I know everyone is. And I love pirating. Always have done. And I got to say, the 17th century pirates.
Mm.
Great looking pirates.
So describe
frilled,
the perfect look.
Grubby, but fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like 8th century pirates, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible time to be a pirate. Not a lot of sails.
First century.
Mostly rowing.
First century good pirates?
Too much rowing.
Yeah.
Equals boring time to pirate.
Yeah.
17th century pirates, wonderful. Somali pirates, let down.
I would like to do all the different...
You can't go pirating in tracksuit bottoms.
I want to work away through the... I'd like to work
away. That's just a waste of pirating.
Yeah.
And I don't like... tracksuit bottoms at any time, but last of all,
what
pirating.
When,
you know, you're good. What you think you're boarding me? I mean, what are you wearing? And you couldn't support AC Milan.
If one were warming up for a rugby match or something like that, would that be an appropriate time to wear tracksuit bottoms?
Okay. No, the ones they like shorts and all that. That was fine.
Yeah.
No, it's the grey ones.
The tracksuit.
They
bottoms.
Should ban grey tracksuit bottoms.
Fantastic. Is there another? Is there another question?
What's your favorite historical food?
Historical food.
Dormice. In Rome, love them. I can't believe we don't eat them anymore. You don't. There's no preparing. You just pop them in there. Crunchy, crunchy. Wonderful.
Do you kill them?
You can kill them if you want. Depends how hungry you are. You just get on with it. Chuck them in there.
Mm.
Be a snake for a day. And they're small enough, you can swallow them whole. Or swallow snakes. See how they like it for a change.
That was the Tony Law Tapes, presented by me, John Luke Roberts, and starring Tony Law. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review, as that helps others find out about the show. It was recorded by James Hingley and produced by Ed Morrish. Join us next week.
Tony, how would you introduce yourself in three words?
Not for some.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.